Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It seems like we're doing pretty well right now, Patrick. What's the outlook and how are things looking in DFW as we roll into the new week?
Well, prices have been falling now for the last few weeks. In fact, we haven't really seen an upward jump in close to 3 weeks' time since about November 19th. Prices in Dallas-Fort Worth since then have fallen from an average of $2.33 down today, 20 cents since then, to $2.14. But with oil prices having jumped last week to $59 a barrel on OPEC's surprising cut in oil production, it may not be long before we see another price hike in Dallas-Fort Worth.
And that's what I was going to ask you. We're seeing all these 204s and 207s easy to find around town. Are they about to hit us with another one of these price cycling situations?
I think so. I think we will probably see a price cycle at some point this week. Prices may go back up to, say, $2.39 a gallon at some stations. So if you're hearing this, if you're low on fuel, I see a lot of stations, a couple dozen of them, at $1.99 a gallon or less. That may look like a fairly good deal perhaps in the next few days. I would expect that by the end of this week, unless something drastic happens to the price of crude oil, I think it's all but guaranteed that prices will likely correct themselves and probably jump fairly notable here in the next few days.
We are hearing from China this morning. They say they want resolution of the trade war as quickly as possible. Is that something that could affect oil and ultimately gas prices here in at least in the short term?
Well, that has been an issue that has been held over the head of oil markets now for 16 months, waiting for some sort of outcome. If there is a positive outcome, some sort of broad trade deal between the U.S. and China, that could bolster oil prices slightly, especially in light of OPEC's agreement last week to cut oil production for the next 3 months. So a deal could drive prices up. But there are signs that a possible deal could be fraying. We've seen multiple signs that perhaps nothing will get done here, and perhaps there will be another round of tariffs that's set to take place here in the next week or so, and lack of a deal or even tariffs would likely drive oil prices down. So there's two distinct outcomes here depending on what happens with this trade deal.
And we're getting ready to roll into a holiday period with Christmas and the New Year. Over the next month or so, do we see gas prices stay at least manageable across Texas?
Well, there's a lot going on. Like I said, this trade deal's looming, and a possible outcome could change the course of what we see in the next few weeks. But behind all that geopolitical and trade deal discussion, it's normal this time of year to start seeing gasoline inventories perk up, and that may help offset any positive news about a trade deal or even offset OPEC's production cuts. In fact, last week, government data showed a large 3.4 million barrel increase in gasoline inventories. That's because of low demand and refineries that have wrapped up maintenance. So there may be some potential for lower prices, even if there is a trade deal, and even with OPEC's production cut, it may not be significant, but I remind you, that is normal for this time of year to see gas prices going down as we get into the colder months.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.